They're the ones who make it happen. They're the ones who get it done. And that's why we shine the spotlight on them on Business for Breakfast. It's time now for the Business Leaders Spotlight on Money Radio.
Well, it is that time of the week once again. Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 7:35, we sit down and visit with some of the Valley's business leaders, both men and women, making a difference right here in our own backyard, in our community. And our next guest is doing just that. The list of things he does is long. He's a serial entrepreneur, an investor, business growth expert, attorney, and host of a very successful podcast called The Business Growth Pod. His name is Alan Draper, and he joins us this morning on Business for Breakfast. Good morning, Alan. How are you?
Good morning, Mark. Happy to be with you.
I'm happy to have you. And let's go back before we talk about the podcast and all the other cool stuff that you got going on. Just reading some of your bio, obviously, you went to BYU. Then you went to Arizona State University and the Sandra Day O'Connor College of Law. And you were even the editor of the Arizona State Law Journal. And with all of that knowledge, you decided to open a pest control company, correct?
Yeah. And I actually didn't mind practicing law at all. I just always wanted to be an entrepreneur, and that's where I got my start.
Yeah, no, it's great. You and your brother opened the pest control company, and you guys hire, you know, highest standard of pest management services to homeowners. That is awesome. So you have that entrepreneurial spirit, yet you're an attorney. Do you practice at all then as an attorney?
Not really. I do some pro bono stuff, keep my license active. Yeah. Do some stuff for my businesses, but that's about it.
Right. So now the entrepreneurial spirit kicks in. You guys have been successful with the pest control company, and then you decide to kind of help people with other business growth needs. And everyone's always looking for experts and help and coaching along the way. Is that where you saw a need and something you obviously were pretty good at?
Yeah, especially in home service businesses. It's a pretty low barrier to entry, and I realized there was a lot of bad information circulating, and I thought I could step in and do some good.
The obviously your expertise leads, I guess, in this day and age, you got to do a podcast. So you started the Business Growth Pod. It's been very successful. When did you start this? Pretty recently, right?
Yeah, just actually in the last week of July 2020.
Okay, right in the middle of a pandemic. So first of all, let me just ask, you've done all these different things. Sometimes people have not done a podcast or a talk show or whatever you want to call it. It's a different animal, isn't it, Alan?
It is. It's actually becoming a lot more work than I had anticipated. It's not for revenue at all. I do it just to get good information out there. But I'm loving it. I love the connections that I make, and it's been great.
So give us kind of the background. I mean, obviously the Business Growth Pod, I mean, it sounds like it's pretty simple, but what do you do? You bring CEOs on, industry leaders. How do you kind of prepare the show, and how long is the show? All that good stuff.
Yeah. So I have a producer that helps me, and she schedules guests, under my direction, of folks that we think, can help business leaders, people that want to start or grow their companies. And so we attract kind of a wide array of different guests, people that help with, stress reduction, people that help with marketing, people that help with accounting and things like that. So, it's great. And we love doing it.
We are visiting with Alan Draper, our Business Leader Spotlight this morning, an entrepreneur, business owner, business growth expert, and host of the successful podcast, The Business Growth Pod. You had a ton of downloads in your first 6 months and a pretty big audience, not just in the United States, right?
Yeah, no, we're being listened to on six different continents and I think 40 or 50 countries. And we've had well over 10,000 downloads. And we're not even really marketing it. It's just kind of word of mouth, and people really seeing value and being able to apply the principles that we're sharing on the podcast.
When you talk about 2020, obviously it was a year like no other, and a lot of people did lose their jobs. I think that if you've ever had that entrepreneurial spirit, now might be the time to kick it into high gear. Is that something you guys talk about a little bit as far as where we are in the world and socially?
Yeah, we've talked a lot about 2020 and the opportunities that are out there. And we sympathize a lot with you know, certain businesses and employees that have lost their livelihood. But there's opportunity out there. And now's a great time to find a niche and to fill a space that's, you know, being created as we speak.
Alan Draper, our guest, the Business Growth Pod is available. Now I'm going to let you tell us how to get the podcast, Alan, because I know there's a million ways to get them these days.
Yeah, it's on every major platform. It's on Amazon, Pandora, Apple Podcasts, Spotify. So pretty much everywhere.
So with that being said, like, you know, you kind of mentioned, like, I wasn't maybe expecting this and it's become more of a job. Where do you see the Business Growth Pod going? I mean, you've had such great success in the first 6 months of doing this. Does that entice you to take it to a different level?
No, I think we're going to keep growing organically. I own and manage quite a few businesses, and I'm not planning on straying from that. I'm actually continuing to invest in more and more businesses, help small business owners get their start and get their foothold in their industries. And so I'm going to keep doing what I'm doing. I release it weekly and keep scheduling great guests. But I do have a good team around me. I have a editing crew. I have a producer. And they do a lot of the work. I mostly just record the podcast.
You just talk. You're just a talking head.
Yeah.
Now, right? I know the feeling, Alan. I know the feeling. Hey, before I let you go, obviously I wanted to have people do that, but you are founder and CEO with your brother of Proof Pest Control. Give us the details on that company as well, because that's something everyone in Arizona can probably use.
Yeah, Proof Pest Control, family-owned, kind of an organically grown company. That, you know, we started with, you know, this mindset that we're going to give something back to the community. We have a volunteer organization we created called Proof Gives Back. You know, and we started it because we wanted to add value. We didn't have to. I was a practicing attorney. You know, I was doing great. But we wanted to create something where we could, you know, create a system and a company where people would be proud of where they worked and what they stood for. And there's a lot that we can do to add value and to protect people's homes. And that's, you know, our number one mission is to help people feel safe in their homes, especially in Arizona, where we have scorpions and things like that that can, you know, cause some damage. And so we really just, our goal is to give people peace of mind.
Alan, before I let you go, you know, I prepare for my guest and I went to your LinkedIn. Did you think when you were a donut fryer at M&W Grocery, this is where you would be 20, 25 years later?
Yeah, kind of crazy.
It is crazy. You did that for two years. I bet it'd be fun to get the donuts ready. But time to make the donuts,
yeah.
Right? I mean, you have to get up early. So, Alan Draper.
Yeah, I had to do that before by high school, but it was. You know, it got me on the right path, I think.
Absolutely, 100%. Well, hey, man, you're doing lots of great things in Arizona. We appreciate that, and we appreciate what you're doing with the podcast. We'll check it out, the Business Growth Pod, hosted by Alan Draper, and you can check it out at all the different areas where you can download podcasts. Alan, thanks for letting us shine the spotlight on you, your companies, and what you do, and continued success with the podcast and everything you're doing. Thanks for joining us this morning.
My pleasure.
That's Alan Draper, entrepreneur, business growth podcast host, and many other. That guy's got a lot of hats. How about that, though? He was a donut fryer when he was in high school. That's amazing. That is our business
that
leader
doesn't
spotlight
make a good career,
for Friday.
Though.
No, you got to move on from that. Yeah. You know, he tried the paperboy thing, and then he went to donut fryer, and he was, you know, server at Outback, and next thing you know, he's a lawyer, and he's like, I don't really want to be a lawyer, and that was a fun interview. I enjoy hearing people's stories like that.